Hello, this is Mona Lisa, 32, and I'm going to read you a story that was sent to me by a follower. It's a good story, so I've already asked for permission, and user Alex Cat Official sent me the okay. So this story was posted in Gone Wild Stories, and it's written by user Alex Cat Official. The story is F got caught fucking in the library. It was my last year of high school, and I was a fresh 18-year-old little slut. I had a crush on this guy, David, and I would literally fantasize about his cock and play with myself thinking about him. I really wanted to fuck him so bad. So I slid into his DMs and asked him promiscuous questions, trying to get him horny. Questions like, how far have you gone with a girl? To try to get to know his experience level, or would you ever fuck a girl like me? Etc. No, not so subtle, I know. He told me he wasn't a virgin, which disappointed me because I love fucking virgins for their first time. But he also said he would definitely fuck a girl like me. And that led to us sexting back and forth for a while, which just made me want to fuck him even more. Finally, I had to make a move. I messaged him one Tuesday afternoon and asked if he wanted to study together for a math test. We both had math together. Our plan was to study Wednesday afternoon at school. There was a part of the library that was upstairs, and there were couches. It was kind of quiet up there. That's where I planned on making my move. That night, I masturbated, thinking about what it would be like. I came so many times that night. My pussy was wet and cummy mess when I finally went to sleep. So, it's Wednesday. Classes just ended and it was time to meet at the library. We met up on one of the couches on the second floor. I just played it cool at first. We were sitting next to each other with our books open. I decided to put my hand on his leg and I asked him, "Where's the craziest place you ever fucked?" He said the craziest place was in his basement. I knew what was about to happen was going to be so much hotter. I rubbed up his leg to his cock and felt it starting to grow. Nobody was around and our couch was pretty secluded, so I told him to take it out and show me. His dick was bigger than most of the other high school dudes I'd been with. I started jacking him off and he was quietly moaning. I was getting so wet hearing him. It was finally my chance to fuck him, and I had to feel him in me. I got up and brought him over to the corner, where I bent over and held onto one of the bookshelves for support. He pulled my skirt up and pushed my panties to the side and entered me. "You're so wet," he whispered, "and tight. You feel so good." Hearing that just made me even wetter. He was fucking me pretty hard, holding my hips and getting really deep inside me with long strokes. It was finally happening, what I'd been waiting for, what I'd fantasized about. I couldn't help but moan, probably louder than I should have, and I pushed my ass back to meet with his every thrust. It felt so fucking good, especially with the thrill of being in a public place. I came a couple of times on his cock, and each time gushing and flooding more than before, and each time I moaned louder and told him to fuck me harder. It wasn't too long until he said this was all too hot and that he was going to come. He pulled out and came all over my ass and my skirt and even shot a few ropes onto my back. My whole backside was completely covered and sticky. As soon as he came, we heard someone coming around the corner of the shelf. I wonder if they had heard me moaning. Oops. David managed to get his dick back in his pants just in time. One of the library assistants came around and asked us what we were doing. We said looking for certain books. But here I was, still bent over with David right behind me, and cum all over my back. Not sure if she could see that part, though. She definitely knew something was up, but she just kind of shrugged it off and walked away. Not before telling us to keep it down, though. Thanks for reading.